This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, in New Delhi today. Mr. Christodoulidis arrived in New Delhi yesterday. He was received by Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways, Ajay Tamta, at the airport. He also visited Mumbai. PM Modi and the President of Cyprus will hold discussions on further strengthening bilateral cooperation in various areas of mutual interest. Several agreements will be signed and exchanged after the talks. Mr. Modi will host a luncheon in honor of the visiting dignitary. The President of Cyprus will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today evening. The 8th India-France Maritime Cooperation Dialogue was held in Paris yesterday. The discussions focused on their shared commitment to strengthening operational cooperation for countering illicit maritime activities, including piracy and armed robbery, maritime terrorism, drug trafficking, illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, as well as other hybrid threats. Hamza Burhan, believed to be one of the masterminds behind the 2019 Pulwama terror attack that claimed the lives of over 40 CRPF personnel, was killed yesterday when unknown gunmen opened fire on him in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Burhan, alias Arjumand Gulzar Dar, alias Doctor, a commander of the Al-Badr terror group, was designated as a terrorist by India in April 2022 for his involvement in a series of terror acts in Jammu and Kashmir. The first International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, summit, which was scheduled to take place in New Delhi on June 1st, has been postponed to a later date. It was being organized in conjunction with the 4th India-Africa Forum Summit, as several African countries host big cats and are important partners in global efforts toward conservation, ecological sustainability and biodiversity protection. In a major development in the NEET paper leak case, a pediatrician from Latur, Dr. Manoj Shirure, has reportedly been taken into custody by the Central Bureau of Investigation. According to sources, investigating agencies suspect that Dr. Shirure allegedly purchased the NEET examination question paper for his daughter. A few days ago, CBI officials had visited his hospital in Latur and conducted an extensive inquiry. The Calcutta High Court has set up a special investigation team to probe the R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital rape murder case. The three-member SIT will be led by the Central Bureau of Investigation's Joint Director for the Eastern Zone. The court has asked the team to file its report by June 25th. The court's decision follows repeated concerns from the victim's family, alleging tampering of evidence and suppression of facts. Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC, has announced the launch of the upgraded Golden Chariot luxury train for the 2026-27 tourist season, introducing enhanced onboard amenities and promotional offers for travellers. In a statement, IRCTC said that the Golden Chariot, known for showcasing the rich cultural heritage and scenic landscapes of South India, returns in a refreshed form, combining traditional elegance with modern comforts. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha for tomorrow, and it will continue this week. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and coastal Andhra Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 89 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 230 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 140 in 13.4 overs. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 229 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.